We will turn to Romans chapter 6 in the Bible today.
今天我们要看罗马书第六章。
The Bible is God's word for us. It's alive and active today.
圣经是神向我们的话，今天它仍然是带着生命，而且是活的话，是带着行动的话。
The message today is entitled Enslavement to Freedom.
今天的信息的题目是从奴役到自由。
And so what is enslavement?
奴役是什么意思呢?
It's to force into slavery, which is depriving a person of freedom.
奴役的意思呢,就是强迫某些人成为奴隶,失去自由。
Or to be treated as property, or to work or obey without consent.
使一个人成为某个人的财产,不经他的同意就强迫他做工。
And this can mean be done through control and coercion.
可以是强迫的控制。
And it can be physical, but also psychological or systemic.
可以是心理的、身体的，也可以是通过系统的手段。
In our culture today, we may even feel enslaved.
今天在我们的文化当中，我们也可以感觉到被奴役。
We feel trapped in the race of keeping up with the economy.
为了保证我们生活的质量，我们好像落入了陷阱。
Or we feel enslaved in the busy lifestyle where we have no free time.
我们忙碌的生活没有时间，也让我们感觉被落入了陷阱。
Or even there's places in the world that it's illegal to do what we're doing today. So enslavement even from the government too.
今天在世界的某些地方，没有有些人不能享受我们今天的自由，使我们成为政府的奴役。
But the most applicable for us today is that we have all been enslaved to sin.
与我们今天每个人都有关的是，我们都是罪的奴役。
And sin is missing the mark of God's standard, His law.
罪就是让我们没有达到神的标准，就是神的律法。
We have rebelled against God and say, I want to live how I want to live.
我们背逆神，我们说我们想要按照我们自己的方式生活。
Jesus in the Bible says this in John 8:34.
在约翰福音八章三十四节，主耶稣说。
He said, Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin.
耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你，凡犯罪的都是罪的奴仆。
And so this sin is natural to us as humans.
罪对我们人来说是很自然的。
But it's also even addicting and controls us in some way.
也会让人上瘾，甚至用某种方式控制着我们。
It can be something within us, such as pride or selfishness or hatred.
罪可以是我们里面的东西，例如骄傲、自私和仇恨。
Or it can show on the outside of greed and lust and anger.
也可以是外面的表现，例如贪婪、情欲、愤怒。
And even sin causes the problems of society that controls us in some cases.
今天罪恶也成为社会的问题的根源，并且也对我们甚至来控制我们。
And not only does it cause the problem in society, the worst is that it separates us from a relationship with God.
罪不单单造成各样的社会问题，更重要的是使我们与神的关系受到破坏，让我们背逆神。
Sin may feel good in the moment to us.
罪对我们来讲有暂时的快乐。
It may feel the best.Thing for us in our life today.
在我们今天的生活中，让我们可能以为这是最好的。
It feels good to be prideful that you are better than the person next to you.
骄傲可让我们感觉很好，因为我们觉得比我们周围的人更好。
It feels good for us to be angry because they deserved it.
然后我们发怒也可能对我们最好，因为那些人他们活该。
But the question for us is, are we satisfied with where we are today?
我们的问题是，今天我们对我们所处的今天这样的环境，我们现在的状况满意吗？
Are we satisfied with those things you do that may be displeasing to God?
对我们所做的不讨神喜悦的事情，让我们感到满意吗？
And God is a holy judge.
神是圣洁并且要审判的主。
But He's also a loving Father who is offering us a gift.
他也是爱我们的父，他为我们预备了礼物。
He sees our slavery and offers us freedom.
他看到我们被奴役，他要把自由赏赐给我们。
He offers us true life.
他给我们真正的生活。
On Friday, we commemorated the death of Jesus.
在礼拜五，我们纪念耶稣的死。
And today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus.
今天我们就是庆祝他的复活。
Both of these are central pieces of the solution to our enslavement of sin.
这两件事在我们解决成为罪的奴隶的答案方面是两个重要的部分。
But how do we receive this gift of true freedom and true life?
我们如何来接受这个真正的自由、真正的生命呢？
Romans 6 gives us a three-part solution.
罗马书给我们三个部分的答案，答案的三个部分。
The first solution, part of the solution, is to be baptized in the death of Jesus.
这个答案的第一部分是与基督一同受浸。
Romans 6, chapter 3 says this.
罗马书六章三节这样说。
Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Baptized means to be immersed or covered over.
受浸的意思是被水淹没或者被水遮盖。
In this context, Jesus says that we are covered by Jesus' death.
根据上下文，这里面就说我们是被耶稣的死所遮盖。
Jesus saw you and your enslavement.
耶稣看到你被罪所奴役。
And he came to take the punishment and pay the fine.
他来为我们受刑罚，他来付代价。
We deserve to be punished and even to go to hell.
我们本该受刑罚，我们本该去地狱。
But out of his love for you, he paid for your penalty on the cross.
但是因着他爱我们，他为我们的罪在十字架上付出了代价。
And so the blood of Jesus covers us so that we are no longer owing anything.
他的血遮盖了我们，使我们不再欠任何的债。
In verse 6 and 7 of Romans 6, it says this.
在罗马书第六章说，
It says, we know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin.For one who has died has been set free from sin.
第六节第七节，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架时，罪是灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
And when we are enslaved to sin, we enjoy what we do.
当我们是罪的奴仆的时候，犯罪让我们感到高兴。
I was living a life of partying, and I enjoyed doing that.
我每天生活都要。Party, 我非常的 enjoy, 非常的喜欢。
I enjoyed lying and disobeying my parents to do what I wanted to do.
我向着父母撒谎，我喜欢随心所欲。
But here, this shows that for us to be covered, we have to do something.
这里面讲到，我们要耶稣来遮盖我们必须要做一些事。
We have to die.Our body has to be crucified. It has to be died.
我们的身体要被钉十字架，我们的身体要死。
We must put these things to death and put them away.
我们要让罪身灭绝来弃绝他们。
Jesus himself says this in Luke 9:23.
耶稣在路加福音九章二十三节说。
He said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
他说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架，天天来跟从我。”
Jesus tells us we have to deny ourselves and to even come and die to our desires.
耶稣说：“我们甚至要否认自己，向我们自己死，向我们的欲望而死。”
We need to make those decisions each day to not choose the rebellious path.
我们每天要做这样的决定，不走。
We need to,
犯不走悖逆的道路。
We need to confess our sins, acknowledge that we do the wrong thing sometimes.
我们要认自己的罪，我们要承认我们会做错事。
But at the same time, we cannot do this ourselves.
但与此同时呢，这是我们自己做不到。
This death to ourself and our desires is not something we can do ourselves.
这个向我们自己死，拒绝我们自己的愿望，是靠我们自己做不到。
We even considered the Buddhist religion, which says to remove all of our desires.
在佛教里面说，我们要去掉我们一切的欲望。
This is not what we are talking about today.
我们所说的，今天所说的不是这样。
This message today is that Jesus was killed on our behalf.
今天的信息是耶稣基督为我们被杀。
This death that Jesus did is done by Jesus in us too.
耶稣所做的事也是耶稣基督在我们里面为我们死。
We don't have to beat ourselves up till we act better.
我们不需要自己努力使我们可以变得更好。
But rather, our responsibility is to confess that we are separated and judged by God.
我们所需要的，我们的责任是承认我们与神分离，我们要受神的审判。
And turn towards Jesus' death and believe that His death is enough for us.
来转向耶稣基督的死，来承认他的死已经足够了。
One of Jesus' last words on the cross was paid in full.
耶稣基督在十字架上的最后一句话说，乃是说完全的付清了。
The penalty of yours and my sin was paid in full.
你和我罪的代价已经完全的付清了。
That God no longer has wrath and anger at us, but it is satisfied.
神向我们不再有愤怒，而他向着我们现在是满足了。
And so the result of this death of Jesus and the payment is shown in Romans 6:6 that we just read.
神他的满足，神，他的公义的满足，就是在罗马书六章六节里面所显明出来的。
It said that our body of sin would be brought to nothing.
讲到我们使罪身灭绝。
That your desires would have no power over you.
你的欲望对你再也没有权势。
We would no longer answer to sin or rebellion.
我们不再屈服于罪和我的罪和我们的悖逆。
And we are no longer enslaved to sin or anyone.
我们也不再做罪或任何人的奴仆。
We are free.
我们得到了自由。
But we have to ask ourselves, have we realized that we have sin or rebellion in our lives?
但是我们也需要问自己，在我们的生命当中，我们有没有犯罪，有没有悖逆？
That either in the past or even some of you today are separated from God.
无论是过去还是我们还是现在我们当中一些人，我们是不是已经与神分开了？
And even more importantly, do you realize that Jesus died for you personally?
更重要的是，我们是否知道耶稣基督为我这个人而死
？If you do believe in Jesus' sacrifice，
如果你相信耶稣基督的牺牲
，then you are baptized， you are covered in His death。
那么你就已经受了浸，因为让他的死已经遮盖了你。
But if you have not realized your sin or the death of Jesus，
如果你不知道你的罪，不知道耶稣基督的死。
Then God offers today that you can be covered by His sacrifice.
但是神为我们提供了今天他的死可以来遮盖你。
You can move from enslavement to freedom.
你可以从奴隶变成自由。
You can move from death to true life.
你可以从死进到真正的生活生命。
But this is not the end of the story.
但是这不是故事的结束。
We are baptized and covered in the death of Jesus.
耶稣基督的死成为我们的洗礼和遮盖。
But then we are raised from the dead.
然后我们又从死里复活。
This is the second part of the solution, to be raised from the dead.
这是神的答案的第二个部分，就是从死里复活。
So Jesus died on that Friday so many years ago.
多年以前，耶稣基督在那个周五而死。
He breathed his last and then he was buried in the tomb.
他断了气，被埋葬在坟墓里。
Jesus' death, though important, is not the most impactful part.
虽然耶稣的死是非常重要的，但是却不是最让我们要关注的。
As was mentioned before, death comes to all of us. We've all experienced it.
像我们讲的一样，死临到我们每一个人，我们众人都要死。
But in this case, death did not have the final word.
但是在耶稣基督这件事上，死亡他没有得胜。
Death was not the
没有最终的决定权。
Death was not the conclusion of Jesus.
死亡对耶稣来讲不是最终的结论。
Because on the third day he rose from the dead.
因为第三天他从死里面复活。
Jesus defeated sin and death itself.
耶稣基督击败了罪恶，击败了死亡。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, there would be no hope.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，就没有任何盼望。
Our faith would be empty.
我们的信心就是空虚的。
And we would have no good news to share to anyone in this world.
对这个世界上的人来讲，我们没有任何可以分享的好消息。
Jesus proved that he was the victor.
耶稣基督证明他已经得胜。
This proves that when we are covered in Jesus' death,
这个证明讲到当我们被耶稣基督的死所遮盖的时候，
that this also isn't the final word for us.
对我们来讲也不是最终的结论。
Romans 6:5 says, For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his.
罗马书六章五节说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So if you believe in the death of Jesus, that he died for you,
如果你相信耶稣基督的死，相信他在十字架上为你而死。
Then you, like Jesus, will also be brought to life.
那你也要像耶稣基督一样得到生命。
We need to die to ourselves.
我们需要向自己死。
But this also means that Jesus will resurrect you as well.
这也意味着耶稣基督也要让你复活。
And this united together is a phrase like a tree with a branch.
这样的联合就好像树与枝子一样。
They are of the closest possible ties together.
他们在一起是表明最紧密的联合。
A tree branch, if not connected to the tree, cannot live.
一个树枝如果不和树连接是没有办法生存。
But if the tree is alive and the branch is connected to the tree,
如果树是活的而枝子连在树上，
that branch will be alive and produce beautiful leaves and fruit.
这个枝子就是活的，并且能够生出美丽的树叶和花朵和果实。
And this is the unity that God offers to us.
这是神给我们的联合。
That if we are connected and we believe in Jesus, the tree that is alive.
我们与基督联合，它就是生命的树。
Then we as the branches will grow and grow beautiful leaves and fruits.
我们这些与它联合的枝子就会结出美丽的树叶和果实。
As long as we are connected to the life giver, Jesus.
只要我们与生命的给予者联合，他就是耶稣。
It goes on in verse 8 through 11 in Romans 6.
那么我们就进到罗马书第六章八到十一节。
It says, Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him.For the death he died to sin, once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus.
六章八节到十二节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样我们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
What joyous truths we have in these few verses.
这是何等喜乐的神给我们的几节经文。
Jesus will never die again.
耶稣基督再也不会死。
He conquered death once and for all.
他一次并永远地胜过死亡。
Death, which is our greatest enemy as humanity.
对于死亡这个人类最大的仇敌。
Death has no authority over Jesus.
但是罪向死亡却没有权势。
And neither does sin have any authority over us as well.
罪同样向我们也没有任何的权势。
So in the same way we die with Christ, that we confess our sins.
就像我们认罪向罪死一样。
We will live with Christ.
我们将与基督同活。
One of the problems that we have as humans.
我们作为人的一个问题。
Is that we focus so much on our sin and failures.
我们太过专注我们自己的罪和失败。
Even as Christians, we may only put our eyes on the death and sacrifice of Jesus.
作为基督徒，我们可能只关注耶稣基督他的死，他的牺牲。
But do we put our eyes on the resurrection of Jesus?
但是当我们专注耶稣基督复活的时候，
Do we center our hearts and our minds on the freedom that Jesus offers us?
但是当我们的心和我们的意念专注在耶稣基督所赐给我们的自由的时候，
And the best way to avoid this mindset is to realize that the resurrection is not just an event.
那避免这种方式的最好的方法就是耶稣基督复活不是一件事，单不是只发生一次的事。
The resurrection that we are talking about is not an event, but a person.
就是呢，我们所讲的耶稣基督复活不是一件事，而是一个人。
Jesus himself says in John 11:25.
耶稣在约翰福音第十一章二十五节说，
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life."
耶稣说， yeah. 我是复活，我是生命。
Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live.
凡信我的，虽然死了，也必活着。
So Jesus says that he is the resurrection.
耶稣说他是复活。
Jesus is the life and the way to life.
耶稣是通向生命的道路。
We are not telling you to just believe in an event that happened.
我们所教导的不是相信一件已经发生的事。
We are telling you that Jesus is alive, that God is alive today.
我们所要说的是，耶稣基督是活的，神今天是活的。
This world tells us that money and fame and entertainment lead us to life.
这个世界告诉我们说，金钱、名声、娱乐能够带给我们生命。
Our society and other religions say, just be a nice person and God will like you.
其他的宗教告诉我们说，做一个好人，神就会喜悦你。
In reality, all these things lead us to enslavement and bondage.
但是在实际上，所有这些乃是让我们受奴役、受捆绑。
The only way to true life, to peace,
通向真正的生命和平安的道路。
The only way to hope and freedom is Jesus.
带给我们盼望和自由的路乃是耶稣。
It is Jesus who raises us from death to life.
是耶稣基督让我们从死里复活，把我们带向生命。
So my question to you is, do you know Jesus?
我的问题是，你认识耶稣吗？
Not just knowing about him and knowing facts about Jesus.
不是知道耶稣基督，知道关于他的一些事。
But do you identify with him and follow him?
你是否与耶稣基督认同并且来跟从他？
Do you follow the one who is the resurrection and is life?
你是否跟从那位复活生命？
The world offers us so many things and good feelings.
世界上给我们许多的事情让我们感觉良好。
But it will not give you life and freedom and hope.
但是却不会带给我们生命、自由和盼望。
I tried all the things in the world, and it is empty.
我可以试尽世上各样的事物，但是结果却是空虚。
And so this death and resurrection that happened in the past,
这个过去所发生的死和复活，
changes us today and gives us the beginning of new life and freedom.
改变了我们的今天，让我们有一个新的生命和自由的开始。
And remember, we're not following a past event, but a God who is alive.
要记得，我们不是跟从一件过去的事情，乃是根据一位永活的神。
The solution continues in the third and final part, which is to walk in the newness of life.
神给我们答案的第三，也就是最后一部分，就是照着这个新的生命而活。
There are many that say they believe in Jesus.
有很多人说他们信耶稣。
Especially in America, many people say they believe in Jesus.
特别是在美国，他们说我们是信耶稣的。
And they even believe that he died and rose again.
他们甚至相信他死了并且复活了。
But how many people actually walk in the newness of life that the resurrection offers us?
但是有多少人能够像那个复活所赐给我们的那个新的样式而生活呢？
How many of us here actually live as if we are resurrected from the dead?
我们当中有多少人能够活出我们已经从死里复活的样式呢？
And verses 12 through 14 shows us a little bit of what this means.
第12到14节让我们看到一些这样生活的样式。
It says, Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上做主，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要向你们的肢体，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
If a human died and then rose again from the dead, their life would be different.
如果一个人从死了，并且从死里复活，他们的生命是不一样的。
They would have a different outlook on life.
他们生命的表现是不一样的。
In the same way, we cannot die and resurrect without our life changing.
同样，我们如果死并且从死里复活的话，我们生命是不会不改变的。
We cannot meet Jesus and have an unchanged life.
我们遇见了耶稣，不可能没有一个不改变的生命。
This means that when we believe in Jesus, our life will look differently.
这就是说，当我们信了耶稣之后，我们会不一样。
It says in this passage that sin will no longer have power and authority over you.
这里的经文讲说，罪也不在你们必死的身上作王。
The world around us will tempt us to do things.
我们周围的世界会引诱我们做一些事。
But we can say that since we are alive in Christ, that it has no power over us.
但是我们可以说，因为耶稣基督在我们身上，我们可以不做这些事。
Instead, we live for the one who has brought us from death to life.
我们乃是为那位替我们从死里复活的主活。
We leave the master called sin and ourselves.
我们离开了那个曾经是我们主人的罪。
But instead we submit to the master, our savior Jesus Christ.
我们将自己交给我们的主耶稣基督。
We do not leave our life of enslavement to then live as we please.
我们不能离开被罪奴役的生活，然后却随心所欲的生活。
Even still today, if I lived how I wanted to, it would not be good.
即使是今天，如果我仍然是随心所欲的生活，那不是讨神所喜悦的。
I would just be following whatever the latest commercial tells me to do.
如果今天我在广告中看到什么，我就追求什么的话。
But I know true freedom and true life is following what Jesus has for me.
然而，如果我真的得救了，我要跟从耶稣带领我要去的地方。
Many people have heard this message, but their life does not look like a life of freedom.
有些人听到了这样的信息，但是他们的生命却不像得到了自由。
For example, if a person lives in prisons for many years,
假设一个人在监狱里面生活了许多许多年，
when they are set free, they don't know how to live life.
他们得到自由之后，他们不知道怎么活。
They often still think and act like a prisoner because that's all they know.
他们的思想，他们的行为仍然像囚犯一样，因为他们不知道如何的生活。
And for us, often we live in so many years of pride and jealousy and sin.
对我们来讲一样，因为过去多年我们生活在嫉妒、骄傲、罪恶里面。
We often feel defeated and want to give up.
我们常常觉得被击败，我们要放弃。
But because Jesus rose from the dead,
但是因为耶稣都从死里复活，
this is proven as a wrong mindset.
我们的那种心思意念就被证明是错的。
I can say without a doubt that Jesus is alive.
我可以毫无疑问地说，耶稣基督他活着。
And therefore, if you believe in him, you are alive in him today.
所以如果你相信他，今天你在他里面也是活着的。
You can change. You can defeat the habits and the attitudes that you fight.
你可以改变 你可以战胜你过去的习惯和态度。
There are so many self-help books of how to change your mindsets.
有许多关于你可以如何改变你心思意念的方法。
They will last for a little bit sometimes.
它们可以有一会儿的果效。
But the only lasting change will be from Jesus who is alive.
但是真正能够长久有果效的是来自耶稣基督的生命。
And it's not because of your efforts, but because of the victory in Jesus' resurrection.
不是因着你的努力，乃是耶稣基督他从死里复活。
And the life that Jesus gives us as a gift to us.
乃是耶稣基督将他的生命像礼物一样赐给我们。
And this gift is not just for this world.
这个礼物不单单是为了这个世界的。
Romans chapter 6 ends with these two verses, verse 22 and 23.
罗马书22、23章这两节经文。
It says, But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
罗马书第六章最后两节22、23但现今你们既从罪里得了释放做了神的奴仆就有成圣的果子那结局就是永生因为罪的工价乃是死唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生
Notice here that the fruit or the result of this move from enslavement to freedom
请注意在这里面讲到这个我们从奴役到自由的果子或者说结果
This freedom in Jesus leads to sanctification
这个在耶稣基督里面得到的自由是带我们成圣。
Sanctification is being set apart and becoming more like Jesus.
成圣的意思就是被分离，让我们更像耶稣。
It is living like Jesus meant for us in the resurrection.
就是耶稣基督在复活里面为我们所安排的、所要的生活。
And like the analogy of the tree, if we are connected to Jesus and His power,
就像那个树和枝子的比喻一样，我们乃是连接到基督的复活和能力。
Then he will give us many fruits and results of that this life.
他要给我们因着这个生命所带来的许多的结果和果子。
It does not mean that things will be easy.
这不是说事情变得容易。
But sometimes the difficulties bring us the most life as a result.
但是有的时候这些困难却可以给我们带来丰盛的生活。
And remember that Jesus will always be connected to us. He will be with us and inside us.
要记得耶稣基督永远与我们连接，他是在我们里面。
And then secondly, it says that it will result in eternal life, never-ending life.
第二点呢是说，这样的结果就是永生。
He defeated death once and for all.
他一次并永远地击败了死亡。
And so for those who believe in Jesus will live forever in heaven.
凡是相信耶稣基督的在天国里面要永远地活着。
Heaven is where God's presence is. It is perfection.
天国就是那个永远的神所在的地方。
There is no more crying or tears or death or disease.
没有哭泣，没有眼泪，没有疾病，也没有死亡。
If we believe in his death and resurrection and follow Jesus,
如果我们相信基督从死里复活并且跟随他，
He promises us eternal life in him.
他就应许我们将他里面的永生赐给我们。
So now death is no longer the end of life.
死亡就不再是我们生命的结局。
But really, it is entrance to true life in God's presence Himself.
乃是在神自己的同在中进入生命。
And this eternal life could only be true if there was a resurrection of Jesus.
而这样的永生只有当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候才会成为真实的。
And so this event that happened 2,000 years ago.
所以这件2000年之前发生的事。
By the one who is the resurrection, Jesus.
耶稣基督他自己复活。
The question we have today is how will we respond to Jesus and his resurrection?
那么今天他向我们所要问题的是我们如何回应他的复活。
This offering of Jesus is so great that it does demand a response.
他给我们如此大的应许，需要我们来回应。
And so I want to give you two opportunities to respond to the resurrection of Jesus.
我给大家两个机会来回应他的复活。
First and foremost, for those who may feel like they've been living in sin, disobedience to God.
首先，如果你觉得你生活在一种还有罪的，并且悖逆神的生活之中的话，
that you do not believe in Jesus yet, but you're curious now.
你还没有相信耶稣基督，但是你想要知道。
If this life and freedom that Jesus gives, this eternity in heaven if that he gives.
想要知道神所赐给的生命自由和在啊和他的天国。
If something in your heart is pulling at you and saying, I want to know more about this Jesus.
如果你在心里面有这样的愿望，我愿意更多的认识耶稣。
I want to give you an opportunity to stand up and say, I want to know more about this Jesus.
我愿意给你一个机会，你可以站起来说，我愿意更多的知道耶稣。
And that maybe you want to know Jesus, that you want to say, God, forgive me.
你愿意来认识耶稣，愿意对神说，求神来赦免我。
That you want true life through Jesus.
你要借着耶稣基督得到真正的生命。
That you realize that God is a judge.
你认识到神要审判，
but you also believe that he loves and forgives.
你也知道神爱你，要赦免你。
And so if this is you, that you have a desire to know Jesus more, would you stand up just so I can pray with you from afar?
如果你是这样的人，你愿意的话，你可以站起来，我愿意为你祷告。
It may be scary because you don't know exactly what Jesus is going to do in your life.
也可能让你感到害怕，因为你不知道耶稣要向你做什么。
I did not know everything that God would do when I first believed in Jesus.
当我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我也不知道神要对我做什么。
But I knew that Jesus was real without a doubt.
但是我毫无疑问地知道耶稣他是真实的。
And I realized that he loved me with unconditional love.
我也知道他用无条件的爱爱我。
And so I wanted to give one more opportunity. If you would like to know Jesus, to stand up, and I would love to pray with you.
我也再给你这个机会，你如果愿意更多的认识基督，你站起来，我为你祷告。
Let us pray either way. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are real.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是真实的。
Lord, and I pray if there's anyone that's wanting to know Jesus but has some fear or doubt.
我们也祷告，如果这里有任何人，他们愿意认识你，但是因为有点害怕或者疑惑。
That your presence would meet them today.
今天你的同在就来遇见他们。
That they would see your love and your power.
他们可以看见你的爱和你的能力。
And that they would believe in the resurrection and the new life that you offer us.
可以相信你的复活，相信你所赐给我们的新的生命。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
And secondly, I wanted to give others an opportunity to respond as well.
那其次呢，我也想给其他的人一个回应的机会。
Many of you, I know, believe in Jesus already. You have been baptized in death and resurrected from dead.
我们已经认识了耶稣基督，我们已经受浸，我们已经终在与基督一同复活。
But you have been living your life as a prisoner.
但是我们的生活却像一个囚犯一样。
Maybe living in the life that you used to live.
也许活在你过去习惯的生活里面。
Maybe living in the life that those around you tell you to live instead of what God says.
活在你周围的人所告诉你的，而不是神所告诉你的，要生活之中。
It does not mean that God loves you any less.
不是说神爱的你减神神对你的爱减少了。
But rather, He's actually pursuing you even more.
相反，他呢是更多的要得着你。
Because He wants you to live a resurrected life.
因为他要你活出一个复活的生命。
A life of obedience, of faith.
一个顺服忠心的生命，生活。
A life that's wanting to know God more.
一个愿意更多认识神的生活。
But oftentimes we go back to our old ways.
但是我们常常回到过去的方式。
And so I want to give you an opportunity to respond as well.
我也愿意给你一个回应的机会。
That you know and you love Jesus.
你认识耶稣，你也爱耶稣。
But you want to live in the power and authority of the resurrection.
但是你愿意活在复活的能力和权柄之下。
That your sin and your desires, you don't want them to control you anymore.
你也不愿意让你的罪和你的欲望再继续的控制你。
But you want to be controlled by the spirit of and power of Jesus.
但是你愿意让耶稣的灵和能力来控制你。
And so if you want to live as a Christian in the power of the resurrection, would you stand so I can pray for you?
如果你愿意让那个复活的生命活出一个基督徒的生活来，你可以站起来吗？
Again, this doesn't mean that you're getting saved again, but you want to live in the power of the resurrection.
这不是说你要再次的被得救呢，是愿意让那个复活的能力活在彰显在你的生命里面。
And again, I just want to pray for you so that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit, the power that God gives within us.
我乃是愿意来为你祷告，让耶稣基督那个生命可以活在你的里面，他那个复活的能力在你里面活着。
And so let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for each one of these people that stood up.
主耶稣，为着每一个站起来的，我们向你感谢。
Lord, they love you. They believe in you.
他们爱你，他们相信你。
But Lord, maybe that there's been things in their world and their minds that have crept in.
也许呢，这个世界的啊东西进入到他们的里面，爬到进入到他们里面。
That they're struggling, controlling their desires.
让他们在控制他们心思意念方面有挣扎。
But Lord, we ask that you would fill them with the Holy Spirit.
神，我们向你祷告，愿你的圣灵来充满他们。
That you would overflow them with joy and power and peace.
愿你的喜乐、能力和平安在他们里面涌流。
That they would feel and be overflowing with the presence of God.
让你的同在充满在他们里面。
I pray that people would see them and see that there is something different about them.
当人看到他们的时候，看到他们不同。
Because they believe in the power of Jesus, the resurrection.
因为他们相信耶稣基督，他就是复活这个能力。
And that many people would come to know Jesus through their lives and their examples.
因着他们的生活，他们的样式，有更多的人可以来到耶稣面前。
Lord, forgive us for not following in your ways.
赦免我们，我们没有啊跟从你的道路而赦免我们。
And we thank you that you washed us white as snow with your blood.
让我们相信你用你的血让我们洗得我们像血一样的洁白。
And that you will now send us out as resurrected, as alive people.
让今天让我们是像一个复活的有生命的人一样被你差遣出去。
We long for the day that you return, Jesus.
我们渴望你耶稣基督再来的日子。
But until then, we pray that we would be ambassadors and represent you well.
等到再来的日子之前，我们能够成为你的使者。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
耶稣的名祷告。阿们。
We thank our brother Kevin for his clear words and clear teaching.
谢谢 Kevin 弟兄给我们很清楚的释放神的。